Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Tahrimi Safari al-Mar'ati Wahdaha, the chapter on the prohibition of a woman travelling on her own. The beauty of Shariat is the laws that are here in Shariat are for our benefit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't have any grudge against any person. Allah ta'ala doesn't have any grudge against any race. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't have any grudge against any gender. So when we read a chapter like this, the chapter on a prohibition of a woman traveling alone, as we go, we'll see that the Shariat specifically speaks about the distance of Safar. In other words, the distance of 3 days and three nights. In some hadiths, some ahadiths, we'll find it speaks about 1 day and one night. Anyway, from these ahadiths, fuqaha deduce, the ahnaf, we deduce that the distance of 77 kilometers or more is the safar distance, then that distance a woman should never travel alone. She needs a mahram that travels with her. And this condition is not something to make it difficult for her. It's there for her own protection. How often it happens that a woman is out and she's traveling somewhere and something happens to her. And if she's got some men that are a mahram to her, that will take care of her needs, help her, assist her, it makes it so much easier than a woman being alone and now being at the mercy of others to assist her and help her in the time of need. So therefore we shouldn't think that these are trivial things. Shariat is putting this in place for the hifazat and the protection of woman and for the hifazat and protection of society as a whole, especially in the time and age we live in, where there's so much of fitan, there's so much of fasad, there's so much of difficulties and problems that are there. We have to be extra careful that we follow the laws of Shariat for our own protection. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la yahillu limra'atin tu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir tusafiru masirata yawmin wa laylah illa ma'a dhi mahramin 'alayha. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is not permissible for a woman who believes in Allah Ta'ala and the last day to travel the distance of a day and night without a mahram accompanying her. Another hadith, an Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, annahu sami'a an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, la yakhluwanna rajulun bimratin illa wa ma'aha dhu mahramin wa la tusafiru al-mar'atu illa ma'a dhi mahramin. فقال له رجل يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن امرأتي خرجت حاجة وإني اكتتبت في غزوة كذا وكذا قال انطلق فحج مع امرأتك متفق عليه. حضرت عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that a man should not be in privacy with a woman unless there is a mahram with her. A woman should not travel without a mahram. Next thing that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said is a woman should not travel without a mahram. A man asked, listen to this question and answered, and we realize how serious this matter is of traveling with a mahram. A man asked, O Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what if my wife goes out to perform hajj whilst I have been appointed to go out for jihad? In other words, I have been made tashkil, I have been enlisted to go out in an expedition in jihad, and she is now going on hajj. So we are going in two different directions, but both are very, very noble purposes. She's going to fulfill a faraz hajj, and I'm going for jihad. So therefore, in other words, the question is, I'm unable to accompany her, because I'm going for jihad, it is now the time of jihad, and she is going for hajj, because it's the time of hajj. So what if it's a situation like this? So look at the reply that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, go and perform hajj with your wife. In other words, leave jihad and go and perform hajj with her. Because this is a serious thing. If it was a mild thing that a woman can just travel on her own, she can go on overseas trips, she can go for conferences, she can go here and she can go for business, whatever it is. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wouldn't have told the sahabi that leave jihad and go with your wife on hajj. In other words, this traveling with a mahram is something that is very, very serious and something that is encouraged. The first part of this hadith speaks about seclusion. There's a great possibility that they can, if a man and woman are sitting alone, whether it's in an office, whether it's in a room, whether it's in some other private area, that there's a great possibility of fitna taking place. They can be inclined to one another and other gunas taking place. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that they should not be sitting alone except with a mahram. If any man is in solitude with a strange woman, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the third person is shaitan. What shaitan does? Now he inflames all sorts of desires and all sorts of thoughts in the mind of a man. We explained this, that some ahadith, like this hadith we did say, is one day and one night. Other ahadith speak about a larger period. For example, 3 days and three nights. So therefore we, the Ahnaf, we take the distance of 3 days and three nights. 1 day and one night's distance is 16 miles, 16 shari'i miles. So 3 days and three nights will be 48 miles, 48 shari'i miles. When it is converted to 77, and according to some, it is 88. However, the more precautionary view with regards to traveling, etc., alone, or for a woman traveling, then the more precautionary one is 77 kilometers. A person shouldn't be traveling more than that, except that this woman has a mahram with her. One other thing that we learn, so we explained that the hadith speaks about 1 day, another hadith speaks about 2 days, and another hadith speaks about 3 days, and we take the one with the 3 days. There was a great alim, Sheikh Abdul Haq Dehlavi, muhaddis. He was a great muhaddis. He would say that the objective of these varying, these different narrations speaking about 1 day and one night, 2 days and two nights, 3 days and three nights, is not to grant permission of traveling a particular distance. Rather, a woman is being commanded not to travel without a mahram, whether it is the distance of 1 day or even 3 days, that she should not unnecessarily travel. Obviously, the masla is 3 days, three nights, meaning that 77 kilometers, but unnecessarily she shouldn't be traveling alone at all. Because we know, for example, if she's going from here to Pinetown, or she's going from here to Marion Hill, or going from here to Camperdown, then also she should be moving or going on a mahram. Anything can happen on the way. However, it will still be technically permissible for her to do that, but to travel more than the safar distance is not permissible at all. So therefore, we should keep this in mind. As time goes, the laws of Sharia start looking more and more strange, but there is more and more protection for all of us, for the society at large. So therefore, people should be careful. Sometime you hear of girls going and studying in other universities, in other provinces, in Wits University, sometime in Rhodes University, sometimes in UCT, and the girl is from where? From Durban. So now traveling all the way, staying there alone, that is not permissible, not right for her to be doing it. How dangerous it is. And later when something happens, and the parents all start crying and regretting, we thought we were getting our daughter educated, but what had happened with her? It's so common, messages coming on, people send questions that the girl now got married to a black boy. It's not something that is strange, it's happening. Or somebody got married to a Christian boy, non-Muslim boy. So easily the girls get affected, and then we want to cry, or we want to shed tears of blood, but it is very, very late. So therefore these laws of Sharia that are in place, look after our daughters, keep them at home, take good care of them, teach them how to be good mothers, like how our mothers were to us. That is the protection of the woman, and also the men, how to take care of them, what they should be doing, that is protection for them also. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq for bringing the laws of Sharia in totality. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.